I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Severe sepsis strikes more than a million Americans every year, and unfortunately, about 15 to 30% of those people die. To talk about sepsis and also research underway to develop new treatments for this condition is Dr. Andrew Goodwin. He's an associate professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine, and he's the medical director of the Medical Intensive Care Unit at MUSC. Dr. Goodwin, what do we need to know about sepsis?
Sepsis is the body's reaction to a severe infection. It's normal for the body's immune system to rev itself up and turn itself on to fight an infection, but occasionally in some people it can be overreactive, and that can lead to complications.
And does sepsis always or usually occur after a patient has the flu or pneumonia or some other infection?
Well, sepsis could really come from really any type of infection. You hit the nail on the head with respiratory infections and the flu. Roughly 4 out of every 10 patients who have sepsis have so because of some respiratory infection. And regarding the flu, depending on how virulent the strain is in any given season, influenza may be responsible for hundreds of thousands of cases of sepsis in the U.S. each year.
So if we work hard to prevent the flu, if people are getting flu shots and other immunizations, might that lessen our chance or somehow prevent sepsis?
Absolutely. So flu vaccines would be a great start. And in addition, for appropriate patients, getting additional vaccines targeting other infections that can cause pneumonia under the direction of their PCP is another great way that we can reduce our risk for sepsis.
What are the symptoms typically of sepsis?
Well, Bobby, that's actually one of the biggest challenges in taking care of sepsis, is that it can actually present in a number of different ways. So some patients may come in with a high fever, a racing heart rate, short of breath, whereas other people may come in with much more subtle signs. These include just feeling confused or being lethargic.
What about treatment for sepsis?
The one intervention that time and time again is shown to be beneficial is early antibiotics. And I really want to stress early, because the studies have shown that in patients who are admitted to the hospital with sepsis, for every hour delay in starting appropriate antibiotics, the relative risk of death actually goes up by approximately 10%.
So do not delay if we see any of these signs or symptoms in ourselves or in other family members. It's time to get to the ER.
Exactly right.
Anything underway in the way of research regarding sepsis that looks promising?
Well, there's a number of research studies going on worldwide trying to understand how do we best treat sepsis, including several studies that are going on right here at MUSC. Our research group is studying the impact of particles that are floating in the bloodstream that they may have on the blood vessels in sepsis and how the blood vessels react to an infection. And we're hopeful that that's going to provide us important insight to why we get low blood pressure and how we can develop new treatments for sepsis. And also, MUSC is participating in 2 large national clinical trials trying to understand different methods to improve outcomes in patients who come in with sepsis.
Dr. Goodwin, thanks for this information about sepsis.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.